McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Owen McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Right now, though, a lot of people descending on the capital for Pride, which is happening this weekend, Dublin Pride. Joined on the line now by a man who is making the trek to our capital city to tell us what it's all about. Arton Kelly, hello. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Owen.
Thank you for taking the call. Arton, where are you now and where are you headed? I mean, not in life. I mean, literally today.
No worries. I'm in Letterkenny and going to Dublin for Pride.
And what's happening on Pride this weekend?
It's a celebration of Pride in the LGBTQ. Sorry, it is such a tongue twister. LGBTQ community. Last year, I marched with my local youth group, so that was Breakout and Donegal Youth Service, and they kind of worked with Youth Work Ireland and Belong To, and that was my first taste of Pride. So it was an incredible experience.
And if you don't mind me asking, dude, when did you come out?
I came out last January. I was 17.
And how did you find that? Was it daunting? Was it something you would kind of come to terms with quickly or easily and said, well, I'm happy to do this, or was it a big deal?
The actual experience of coming out was actually not a big deal, but the run up to it was. Like, it kind of took me a long time to kind of come out to myself, and I know that's a little bit like highfalutin, but in Ireland, like, it's not normal almost to be different, if that makes sense. From a very young age, you're kind of conflicted, and then when you finally accept yourself, it's a lot easier to come out. But there's always that difficulty with parents, and it's just the idea of telling your parents. And in a way, you're almost afraid of disappointing them, but a lot of the time you don't. In fact, with my parents, it just reaffirms something they already knew.
It's funny that you say, you know, because you're battling against the norm in Ireland, because I think a lot of people, particularly with the referendum, but just in general, would think that we're in a kind of a progressive age where it shouldn't be a big deal, but you still feel like it's tough for people.
It is tough. There's a lot of acceptance, but it's not normalised, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay.
Say if you're walking a Grafton Street with your boyfriend and you are holding hand, most people accept that, but it still gets stares. Whereas if it's a normal heterosexual couple, it's not a big deal.
Okay, yeah, so you're accepted, you're different but accepted, as opposed to nobody even pays attention because it doesn't register.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get you. So then for you, do you think of Pride, is it more a celebration or is it more pursuing this kind of cause of acceptance and equality?
Honestly, they're two in the same. For me, anyway, going to Pride last year, it was like the first time that everyone around you is on the same boat. Everyone understands you. It's completely, you can be who you want to be and you can be who you are.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And in terms of tomorrow, the actual day, walk me through the day from dusk till dawn. What are you doing?
Yeah, so tomorrow there's actually a breakfast organised by Belong To and Youth Work Ireland in Trinity College. So young people from Malin to Mizzen will be going to that from different youth clubs that are associated with Belong To and Youth Work Ireland. Then from there, they'll march from St. Stephen's Green up to Smithfield. And then there's a pre-parade rally in St. Stephen's Green. And then there's a celebration with a concert and everything in Smithfield Square afterwards. And then after that, so there are numerous nights out in Panty Bar or George or the Academy, anywhere, just to kind of continue the celebration.
And those kind of places will make themselves known loud and proud. So I think people even floating around will be able to catch a glimpse even spontaneously. Given, dude, that you're living in, you're studying in UCD from Donegal, do you find there's a difference now? Traditionally, I suppose, rural areas versus city areas, there would have been a bit of a divide between how easy it was to be gay and out and about. Do you think that divide is closing, is narrowing, is catching up?
I think it definitely is. It's still an issue. Like, I'm from Letterkenny, so it is almost one of those, like, half rural, half urban areas. But, like, I had friends from outside of Letterkenny in the back end of nowhere who would, if they were gay, find it very difficult to come out. Because, again, like, every single one of your neighbours knows you. They know your family. And you don't have that in Dublin. There isn't that kind of expectation.
Yeah, sure.
Expectation.
One thing that crops up, I don't know if you've noticed this, but every year when Pride is on, there's always a crowd of people that will go, well, this community wants to be accepted as normal, and there they are strutting around in their hot pants and their glittery sparkly bits.
Yeah, it's a fair point if you're kind of ignorant and not like exposed to the community, but and the LGBTQ plus community has an incredible culture, and just in the way Ireland has a culture that's quite different to the culture of New York or even England, it's to be celebrated rather than to be quashed.
That's a bang on answer. There you go. And it is a small minority, but it's something you'll always find. I do find out you'll always catch a glimpse of it around Pride.
Yeah, absolutely. And often the negative voices kind of overshadow the kind of more positive views.
Yeah, but beautifully answered. It's a culture to be appreciated. There you go. So, Artin, thank you so very much for taking the call. Have a wonderful time tomorrow. And I hope it's a raging success from start to finish. A pleasure.
That's good. Thank you, Owen.
Owen McDermott. Weekdays from 4. It's the sound of the nation. 2FM.